Bye. And this is the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast on listener-supported Freeform WFMU. Once again, we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in this evening. And we are easing into part two of our survey of Savoy gospel music, courtesy of Greg Belson, again our guest this evening, and A Stranger I May Be, Savoy Gospel, 1954 to 1986. Welcome in once again, Brother Greg.
It's so nice to be back with you again this week, Brother Nutt. And this week we're going to reach into the later material of this superb Savoy label. And I'm excited to share the music with you and the gospel knuckleheads out there.
Yes, and if you happen to miss the show, kind WFMU Sinner's Crossroads listener, you can check the archives, of course, at wfmu.org/playlist/CR, or you can just search on Sinner's Crossroads and Greg Belson and it'll come up. But tell us about the first two tracks we heard there, Greg.
But the first track was by Glenn Jones and the Modulations, dubbed It's All Right. Glenn Jones and the Modulations actually were a fairly successful group out of Chicago originally, also recorded for Ophi Reese's label.
Oh.
But Glenn Jones went on to have quite a successful secular career. And then Charisma with Protected, and is actually the latest production on the compilation, reaching into 1986, and showed to me that Savoy was able to keep that sound running for quite a good time, and believed in the music that they were putting out, for sure.
Obviously, we're concentrating, and it will be obvious, later Savoy productions that really meshed and borrowed from contemporary sounds, but still, I can testify, kept their validity for the gospel community because of quite a few radio stations, gospel radio stations in the South, checking out their old vinyl. Pretty much every one of these records were in their gospel queue. And I forgot the Modulations. That's a couple of their 45s on...
And the One Way label.
One Way, thank you, man. That green One Way label. Or
yeah, that's it.
Yep. Those are monsters.
Yeah, yeah. And the material that they put out on One Way as well was really hitting the mark of funk rhythms. So quite an incredible group.
The voice you're hearing is Brother Greg Belson, producer of the A Stranger I May Be Savoy Gospel, 1954 to 1986. We are focusing on later productions tonight, part two of our program with Brother Greg. And let's get into, let's go right to it. Greg, what do you have queued up for us?
Next on the turntable, we've got a 1-2-3 of heavy hitters. And starting off with arguably the most successful artist that crossed over into the secular world, Mr. Solomon Burke.
Hallelujah.
And with an offering called I Know He Lives in Me. And then we have Mildred Clark coming correct with a huge Stax nod of Sam and Dave's Hold On, I'm Coming.
Wow.
And then The World Wonders, for the cost of living is very high.
Show enough is. You're tuned to Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
For yourself, nobody's gonna do it for you. If you feel that you're a failure, you're a failure. If you feel that you're a success, you will be a success. And all you have to do is believe and say, I can make it. And believe that inside of this body, knowing that God lives in you and you are His own, and say,
World Wonders, The Cost of Living, Savoy Gospel Monsters, A Stranger I May Be, Savoy Gospel 1954 to 1986 is the 3-CD set collection we've been highlighting the past 2 weeks. Brother Greg Belson, what did we just hear?
Top of the set was Brother Solomon Burke. Just a real nice segue into this little section of funky soul, a huge element of where Savoy was going at this time, which led nicely into Mildred Clark's heavy, heavy nod to Hold On, I'm Coming, Sam and Dave Stack sound out of Memphis, just incredible working. And then the World Wonders, a group which seems to be getting a lot of attention in Euro clubland at the moment.
Huh.
And because it's not just the one track that these guys put out. There's several tracks that are piquing attention with DJs in clubland at the moment, and the cost of living is very high is one of them.
It's because it's very true.
Absolutely. The message is right there, and the grooves are even more so.
What do we have? A little break. We stepped in here, and we'll get right back to it. What do you have for us?
To start the next set, we have, for me, a shining example of where Savoy was going. Immaculate production, immaculate tune, the sensational Williams Brothers, and Sunday.
Sunday,
wanna be mine.
Jesus Will Give You Love, the Helen Hollins Singers, on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. And we are on the Savoy Gospel Train once again this evening with Brother Greg Belson and the Stranger I May Be Savoy Gospel set. Brother Greg, talk to us, testify about what we've been listening to.
And top of the set was the amazing, sensational Williams Brothers. In fact, I think they should be called the amazing, sensational Williams Brothers.
No argument here.
On that one.
Yeah.
With a track called Sunday, which I think is just such an uplifting track. And as I said before, really was a shining example of where Savoy was heading with their sound. Next was one of the few live tracks that actually featured on the comp, with Steel Family featuring Little Sharon, and a track called Show His Love. It was a version of a tune that Percy Johnson and Harvest recorded and made it into a huge club sound, actually. But then we were headed to Los Angeles with Stan Lee Review and another live tape, Make Every Day Count. And he also recorded for such great labels as Birthright and Gosco. But it's a really good, what I would call club sound, and that's what we were trying to really take direction with, with this particular volume of the compilation. And then Helen Holland Singers, Jesus Will Give You Love, just an amazing group that actually had a pretty consistent output during that time. And the Savoy recordings are just a little tiny snap of what they're capable of.
You know, it took me the longest to warm up to her vocal style. And now I love it. And there's a couple of other singers who sing that way. I don't know who influenced who or if they did it all. It just, they sing that way. But it's, you know, and usually if something grows on you, it stays the longest. So
I think that's a shrewd observation. And Savoy have definitely had this knack. I still think that at this point, Reverend Lawrence Roberts was still A&Ring, and I think Fred Mendelssohn was still doing his thing. But you have artists like Sister Ida Maxey that we featured in the previous show, but also Betty Perkins and Helen Hollins, as you mentioned here, and as we'll get to in a minute, Genobia Jeter. They all had very distinctive styles and all found a home at the Savoy label. If you were to look at labels that you would say could be in competition, say Peacock, Songbird, you know, labels that were in similar size model, you can't help but think that Savoy were leading the way, and labels like Peacock kind of like followed that lead. Peacock did some very successful and awesome funk stuff, but you just think that Savoy took the mantle and ran with it, and were leading the way with this stuff.
But it's still, their acuity is just, even just going back and listening to these, and as last week, quite a few of them that I really wasn't familiar with, I'm just like a newfound appreciation once again for what they were able to do.
Well, the one thing that I think Savoy succeeded in is that they came up with a model that they wanted to follow, and they stuck with it. And you can't help but think that certainly when it was heading towards the funk and the disco side of things, that they were building possibly divides within certain elements of the church, of their congregation, and of the people they were trying to reach. You know, we were trying to license a track on a separate compilation that I was involved with, and the artist mentioned what compilation it was that we were going to license it to, and I mentioned the word that it was going to be a funk related compilation. And they flatly refused to be involved with it whatsoever. They didn't want anything to do with the funk, in air quotes, genre. And I think that's an interesting snapshot into what some people's opinions were happening, or were formulating at the time, and how commendable it was that Savoy stuck with the path that they really wanted to follow, in possibly some face of adversity.
How do you get the youth into the church? And you have to walk this fine line between, as we spoke about last week and earlier, the dialogue between the sacred and the secular. And it's going on today. a good news message is what these records were made for, you know, and they pulled it off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Greg Belson joining us once again, taking time out from his incredibly busy schedule. Okay, Greg, we've got our last somewhat mini set coming up here.
Next up on the turntables here at Sinners Crossroads WFMU, we've got Hollywood Stars and Come On Jesus. And then we're going to continue with the stunning Genovia Gita, Things Have Got to Get Better. And then a sermonette by way of disco, the Lady Lois Sneed, and I Found Out What You Mean to Me.
Thank you. The day about something I heard people say. They were talking about Jesus and his blessing. They gave thanks as they kneeled down to pray. I gave thanks too, but you see, it had not truly come to me that it was God's grace that had kept me. By his grace, he's never left me. It was you who has kept me, you and your goodness. Through your love I find happiness. So glad you've got me in your hands. So glad you didn't leave me in the hands of man. In your bosom you will hide me. I'm so glad you live down inside me.
So that was Lady Lois Snead, and I found out what you mean to me. Just a fantastic display of disco and up-tempo gospel, yeah. meant for the super club that is known as the dance floor.
Yes, but let me say real quick, Brother Greg Belson, the voice you hear there, producer of The Stranger I May Be, Savoy Gospel Set 1954 to 1986, who has joined us the past 2 weeks for two amazing programs. I wish we could do a bunch more. We'll have you on again soon, Greg. We'll make up a reason. But thank you so much.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be absolutely amazing.
Thank you. Thank Honest Johns, Robert Maravich, our buddy Bob Maravich, who did the wonderful liner notes.
I just have to say, absolutely, without Bob Maravich, this compilation would only have been half completed. The liner notes you put together really do accent and really bring it on home just how incredible this Savoy label is. So thanks once again to Brother Maravich for his involvement with this compilation.
And thanks to you, each one of you listeners, to Sinner's Crossroads, especially for the past 2 weeks. Thanks to the skeleton crew at WFMU, Brother Scott Williams, Sister Olivia. I need to say thank you to the Mighty Gospel Friends. Thanks you once again, Greg. It's been an absolute blast. And
thank you so much, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be on this, once again, the legend that is Sinner's Crossroads. Thank you, sir. Thank you. We're going to close out with a track by Edith Mourinho, Get Ready for Judgment Day. When we did this compilation, when we first put together a track list, this was the missing catalogue number, and very little was known about it. It was only a demo at the time. Nobody Wow. had any other copies. It was just a one-off demo. Since then, since the 6 years that have passed since we actually put this together, two issues have been found. So it remains a mythically rare 45 in its original state, but we just had to present it on this celebration of the Savoy label. And it's just an absolutely killer record by Edith Mourinho, and Get Ready for Judgment Day.
Friends, thanks for visiting Sinner's Crossroads today here at WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. My name is Sexton Scott. Pastors Kevin and Greg have departed, but I'll invite you to turn around, visit the church's basement, where they've just finished sweeping up, and Dave and his merry crew of monkeys are having a scary, spooky party. So stick around on Freeform Radio WFMU.
An historic occasion whenever Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi confront each other. Their very presence weaves a spell of mystery and horror.
Ready for the test, Dracula?
I'm ready, Frankenstein.
Then let us begin.
Hi, this is David.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly half past the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser! Ah!
I'd like to tell you something. The people that got kissed last night, and kissed somebody, and I talked to people crud. And if I got it, honey, you got it. I don't care what it is. Huh?
Even if you shower twice a day, you can't wash away jock itch.
Chasing something around with an empty cage and a banana.
I'm trying to catch a monkey.
Jimmy, it's coming really fast.
You're right.
Thank you.
Take a stress pill and think things over. Dave. Stop.
Growl.